This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Lakeisha Hayes is the seventh member of the Oshkosh Common Council. She was selected to fill out the term of now Mayor Matt Mugerauer. You may remember Hayes challenged Judge Scott Wold for his job on the bench this spring, but failed in that election. Hayes has lived in Oshkosh for 26 years now and practices law. A total of 11 people applied for the city council position. Eight made presentations to the council on Tuesday night. Hayes took part in Tuesday night's meeting following the vote. A group at Oshkosh North are hoping to keep used and broken fishing line out of Lake Winnebago. Members of the community's class have installed fishing line receptacles around the lake. The students came up with the idea, designed, and built the receptacles. The nonprofit group Trash Free Waters installed them. There are currently four more planned in the future. Monday is the deadline for homeowners to register for the NOMO May program. Participants can take off the month of May to help out bees and other pollinators. Last year, better than 600 people participated in NOMO May. Page 2, the City of Oshkosh and Brinkley's Boutique are lighting up the city bridges to spread awareness of Williams Syndrome. Starting next week, the bridges will be blue, red, and green, the colors of the Williams Syndrome Association. Williams Syndrome is a genetic condition that is present at birth and carries with it a number of medical problems. Brinkley's Boutique's owner's granddaughter has WS. All eyes will be on the Winnebago County Courthouse come Monday. The trial of Grant Furman will finally come to an end with his sentencing. Furman was convicted of attempted first-degree intentional homicide in the December 3, 2019 stabbing of police liaison officer Michael Wissig at Oshkosh West High School. Furman was 16 at the time of the attack. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. A judge recently ruled that Furman's mother can attend the sentencing on Monday despite earlier outbursts by her in the courtroom. And a professional employee layoff list was removed from the Oshkosh School Board agenda last night. The school board is currently looking at staffing. The schools are overstaffed due to declining enrollments. The board will address staffing needs for 2023 and 2024 at their May 10th meeting. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.